get into our announcements, we'd like to see if there are any new ones who are visiting for the first time. If you could be so gracious to introduce yourself, give us your name, where you're from. We'll just go around, maybe starting with this section. Is there anyone for the first time who are visiting, haven't been here for a while? No. How about over here? Okay, go ahead, Ray.
All right. 大家好，我叫志豪，新一名志豪，罗格斯大的电子工程专业，四月份硕士。Amen.
Brother's name is Yi Zhihao, and he's a second year undergraduate student at Rutgers. And he was baptized in April last year.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We warmly greet you.
Amen.
Amen.
How about over here? Okay. We have a few announcements. Samuel Jin was born to Dee and Ling Lee's family on January 29th.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Just like to let everybody know that the mother and the baby are doing well. This coming Tuesday will be a corporate prayer meeting. Again, it will start at 8 p.m. at the Piscataway Meeting Hall. We'd like to encourage all the saints to come and join and to participate in the prayer meeting of the church. And also to encourage everyone to also use this as an opportunity to visit any new ones or saints after the prayer meeting. The next announcement is regarding a gospel meeting, a church-wide gospel meeting, on March 2nd. This will be conducted in English, but I believe we'll have provision for translation. And the saints in District C will coordinate this gospel event, but we are welcoming all the saints to join in this coronation. Actually, the best way and the foremost way is through your prayer.
Amen.
So we ask the whole church to stand together in prayer for this time. And we should use the coming weeks, the days, to consider the ones around us, our neighbors, our coworkers, to start praying for them,
Amen.
To allow the Lord to operate in their heart and also in their environment. And so that the Lord can do something among us.
Amen.
In terms of the gospel.
Amen.
And so please remember that in your personal prayer.
Amen.
The next announcement is regarding a surveillance system that has been installed in the meeting hall. We'd just like to let all the saints know, both indoors and outdoors. And so we have cameras. You might have noticed them. They're in the hallways. This is really for our safety. And so we just like to let everyone know that the recording is 24/7. And if there's any motion that's detected, anyway, I don't need to get into the details. But we should have more security due to this system. However, we still need to be watchful.
Right.
In terms of those who are coming in and going out and making sure our hall is safe for not just ourselves, but including our children.
Amen.
And so just to be watchful. Next week on the Lord's Day, we will have a rotation in our meeting area. And so District A will move to the Fellowship Hall. District B will move to Grace Hall. And District C will remain in Agape Hall. Our quarterly book reading schedule, we will be entering chapter 11 and chapter 12 in the life study of Numbers, okay? And that's both on forming into an army. Today's food service is P4, 5, Bridge, Basking Ridge 2, and Bridgewater. The cleaning service is P2 and P10. Finally, the 2019 International Chinese Speaking Conference is from February 15th to 17th. If you'd like to attend, please fellowship with Brother Kyle Penn. And also, at the end of this month, we will have our Northeast Regional College Conference, and that's February 22nd to the 24th. I believe the deadline is in 2 weeks. And so, if you'd like to go, if you're a student, maybe you could talk to Kenny. Is that okay? Yeah, because he's handling the finances. So maybe just we'll have an online form. And if you're not a Rutgers student, you could come talk to me. Lastly, the offering receipts for 2018 is now ready. I believe they are on top of the offering box.
Amen. Amen. I just want to strengthen this burden of gospel preaching. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. As brother was sharing, even in our pursuing, entering to the numbers, right, we see that the Lord really has a heart's desire for his people. When they were saved out of Egypt, there is a desire for them to gain the good land. In order to gain the good land, they have to be formed into an army. Praise the Lord. And we have many, the first one in the end, actually at the beginning of March, right, we have a schedule, as brother just announced, there will be an English-speaking gospel meeting. Saints, this is the time that we can be grouped, right? We can be formed into the army.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I know that the brothers also, saints will also fellowship about, having many different kinds, maybe even among the small groups. Some have been in the planning that two or three small groups can come together and preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. We really want to be such a one, be filled with the spirit of the gospel.
Amen.
In fact, remember that Brother Lee, when he mentioned, what is the first service for a new believer that we should actually enter? It is actually preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Right? For many, in fact, in the Bible, you can see there are many chances, places, examples in the Bible that talks about from the Samaritan woman, right? When after he got saved, he just went back and told everyone in the village, right? And I believe a lot of them got saved. And so is the Cornelius family, right? And so it is the prison guard, right? Praise the Lord that we truly need to be filled with the spirit of the gospel. We just hope through this gospel event, this is not just a one-time event, that this kind of spirit can be stirred up, right? Even for our coordination to make this event, this will be a perfecting opportunity, right? And the first one will be the District C. So Saints in District C, this is the opportunity for all of us, right?
Amen.
Not just a few brothers or serving ones, that all of us can enter.
Amen.
Amen. We just want to be praise to the Lord, as
Amen.
Brother said, right?
Amen.
First, in fact, when we preach gospel, the first one to be saved is us,
Amen.
Right? Gospel is a power of God, Amen. And all of those who believe will be saved.
Amen.
Amen. So I think I just want to share this much, and may the Lord gain much through us, and then maybe we can be formed into the army.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
More than an announcement, I have a request. Philippians 4:6 says, "By prayer and petition, make your request be known to God." So I believe that the body of Christ should know about this. You know, I come from a Latin American country, Peru, right? Now, there is something going on right now in Venezuela. You know, we have 9 churches in Venezuela, 9 local churches. Now, most of them disappear because of the persecution of the government. So many of them went to my country, to my wife's country, Colombia, right? My wife was with some of them in Colombia. So I know you don't know much about Latin America, I believe. But you can see it in YouTube. There's a lot of what's going on right now. There are 2 presidents right now, right? There's a lot of kids are dying, starving to death. They're killing a lot of kids, a lot of young people, college kids are in jail now. So this request is for all of you, for all of us.
Amen.
We need to pray for them.
Amen.
Something big is going to happen. We have 9 churches. Now we don't have many churches. And now all these brothers had to leave the country to go to Colombia, Argentina, Peru, Chile. So we need to pray for that.
Amen.
I mean, we really need to pray for something's going on.
Amen.
Okay, I know we most of the brothers here have Chinese background, you know, and but we need to forget about that.
Right.
Forget about swallow our pride.
Amen.
Swallow this Chinese pride. If you still have some, swallow it. Hate. We must hate our pride. Mm. We must despise our pride. Because the whole week, and this week in the revival, is about that. The natural life, trusting in ourselves. It's about our pride. And I'm tired of, you know, being religious. We need to hate our pride. We need to despise our pride. So the Lord help us.
Amen.
We only trust in you. We're nothing. You know, why do I speak too much about pride? Some of you might say, oh, leave my pride alone. I have a lot of experience with pride. Yes. So I suffer because of that. So praise the Lord for this. Please pray. Another request I need to make. My father-in-law is going to go through an operation tomorrow. Heart operation. And I know my wife's going through something. So please,
amen,
pray for my father-in-law.
Amen.
And the Lord will do his will.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will start our prophesy meeting with this week's morning revival. Amen. So this week we'll enter into the message 2 of Thanksgiving conference. So it's we'll enter into living in resurrection for the reality of the body of Christ. So I think last week we entered into the spirit of reality. It will guide us into all realities. So I hope this morning the Spirit will guide us into the reality of resurrection.
Amen.
So we all empty ourselves, exercise our spirit. This matter of resurrection is not just our knowledge, doctrine, but it can be our reality, our experience.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. For I think we all know resurrection. We know our Lord Jesus crucified and resurrected.
Amen.
At the beginning of this week's message, we see it shows us some unveiled truths concerning Christ's resurrection.
Amen.
So actually, the resurrection is as we say in the morning revival, is the lifeline, is the life pulse of our God's divine economy. Why? Because as the result of resurrection, we know of Christ, he became the firstborn, which is the head of the body.
Amen.
And through Christ's resurrection, all the believers actually were regenerated.
Amen.
Were regenerated for the producing of the body, the church. And also the resurrection, it gave the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
So these are all the essential elements of the God's divine economy. So we say the resurrection is so important. But today, I think the burden of this message is not just we know resurrection, we can talk about the resurrection in our mind and knowledge, but we can live in resurrection.
Amen.
This can become our experience.
Amen.
Yeah, this can become our reality. So for getting into this, I think this week's message shows us a great picture of this living in resurrection, which is the picture in the Numbers chapter 17. So there, the context for that is the Israel children, they in Numbers chapter 16, you say there is a rebellion, and they started even to question the leadership of Moses and Aaron, right? And in Numbers 17, God did one thing. So he asked each tribe of Israel, the 12 tribes, to hand in a rod. And then, of course, for the tribe of Levi, Aaron's rod, or Aaron's name, was put on the rod and was handed in. And then all the rods was put into the tent of meeting for an entire night. And the next day, when Moses went into the tent of meeting and went to the tent of testimony, he found Aaron's rod. Actually, what happened? It budded. Not only so, it even produced blossoms and even produces ripe almonds, produce fruits.
Amen.
Yeah. So as we know, the rod there is actually a piece of wood which already once was living, but already become dry, rootless, is dead. But who made the rod budded again? It's God.
Right.
You know, it's not Aaron. So actually, this picture of this budding rod, as we say in the message, it signifies this resurrected Christ. Actually, is our life within us. And this life should bud, should blossom, and should produce this bear fruits.
Amen.
Yeah. And as we can see, so we all know resurrection, the power of resurrection can overcome death, right? As we see through this picture, and produce life. And actually, in resurrection, we can say, in resurrection, we also experience God is able. We are not able. Because not Aaron who made this rod can bud. It's only God did it. And also, in resurrection, we'll experience with man, it's not possible. But with our God, everything is possible.
Amen.
Yes, that's need to be our experience in the resurrection. I think I really touched about one point is in this message, it talk about, however, as long as our natural strength still remains, there is something like holding back the manifestation of this resurrection life. So, right? As long as we are still struggling with our own efforts, as we are still maybe there not rejecting the Spirit working in us, maybe the Spirit is speaking stop or speaking go, as Brother Ricky mentioned, but we if rejecting, resisting this, and we are still only doing things by ourselves, then we can. That power of resurrection life cannot be manifested.
Right.
I think
right.
There's a powerful statement in the morning revival. It says, a man has to come to an end of himself.
Right.
Then he can experience his inability.
Amen.
And then he will turn to the God to experience God's ability.
Amen.
So I think this really shows why. Because the as we know, the resurrection to happen is preceded by death. Right, so you have to pass through death,
right.
And then there is resurrection.
Right.
So I think we will see for this to happen, and our God actually will work, will even use the cross. The first thing is to terminate us, right, our own efforts, so we can not trust in ourselves. So we can all trust the God of resurrection.
Amen.
I think that's really an important point, and that. So for our experience, and also I think another thing touching me is about this resurrection, resurrection life, also is the basis of our service, right? We're talking about for the body of the Christ, but for all our service, we all need to serve. We are all God's priesthood, but the basis of our service is this resurrection.
Amen.
Right? So I think in the morning revival there is a statement that all our service has to pass through death, resurrection.
Right.
Then it can be acceptable by God.
Right.
Why? Because otherwise everything's from our natural strength.
Exactly.
Everything's done through our natural will, natural ability. There's nothing like addition from God, right? So, and as I'm and only with this resurrection in this service actually can bring a lot of life and supply. That's why a lot of time when we serve, there's no life and supply because we don't win through this resurrection. The life of the resurrection is not flowing, it's not manifested. So then it really touch us about our service. Yeah. So I think, so how we can live in resurrection. In this week's a lot about in order to live in resurrection. In order to live in resurrection. I think one thing, important thing is actually we'll see the God sometimes for us to be transformed, to receive this resurrection life. He will use, even arrange a lot of maybe environments, maybe situations for us to go through. Right? The message talk about in our human life there may be full of sufferings. A lot of sufferings, right? No one can avoid. I mean, but what's the purpose of this suffering? I think there's a very good point in the message. The purpose of this suffering, all this suffering maybe we went through, is for God, basically, to make himself into us.
Amen.
Yeah. So then we can experience his resurrection
Amen.
In all our environments. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it says, but if we go through a lot of this suffering of situations, if we remain the same, we never turn to the Lord. Mm. We never fully trust in God. We're still doing things by ourselves. And we never get renewed. Then it's tragic.
Right,
it's tragic.
That's
right. So we really hope we will not go through all these things in vain.
Right.
We will all this can fulfill God's purpose. Mm-hmm. Right. So and then this ties the point that when we're going through all these things, environments, so we need to experience the resurrection life, and we need to receive this renewing power, right? Get renewed day by day.
Amen.
I think in this week's message we say that even in all this kind of even difficult, maybe seemingly in situation or environments, we can still get renewed.
Right.
We can still get renewed. So, but if we don't get renewed, we still remain the old, then all these opportunities we see maybe are wasted.
Right.
We go through a lot of things repeatedly. Mm-hmm. So I think, for us to, this week really touch about this living in resurrection, mm-hmm. I think this can be our experience, not just the doctrine,
right.
Not just our knowing, and I think brother will share more about living in resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. How about we read Roman number 3 together?
In order to be in the reality of the body of Christ,
we need to be absolutely in the resurrection life of Christ.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this week we'll touch on the reality of the body of Christ. And as our brother has shared, in order to be in this reality, we need to experience Christ as resurrection.
Amen.
This is so crucial. We realize that the body of Christ is produced through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. So, if you keep reading in Roman number 3, you know the church is absolutely of an element of Christ.
Yes.
Absolutely in resurrection.
Amen.
And absolutely in the heavenlies.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, as our brother shared, to be in this reality, we must touch resurrection.
Amen.
And this resurrection, in order for us to live in this resurrection, let's read Roman number 4 together.
In order to live in resurrection, we must know, experience, and attain the God of resurrection.
We must know, brothers and sisters, praise the Lord for the revealed truth. We can know the truth about resurrection.
Amen.
But this knowing does not stop there. Our knowing should be expanded to the experience.
Right.
To know this one in a deeper way,
Amen.
In the real and living way, especially as our brother shared, in our daily living.
Amen.
And eventually we will gain the God of resurrection. This implies that elements of God, or the nature of God, is being imparted and wrought into our being.
Amen.
So there's a reproduction of His resurrection life in us, growing, expanding, and eventually there's an expression of this resurrection life through us. Corporately, this will be expressed as the body of Christ in resurrection, and that will be the reality of the body.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is what is on God's heart,
mm-hmm.
that He will gain a group of people who will be renewed in a way that they will touch the resurrection life.
Amen.
So that they can consummate together as the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Please read one more point with me. How about let's read Roman number, under the same Roman number, but point C.
In order to live in resurrection, we must be renewed day by day, by being nourished with the fresh supply of the resurrection life.
And let's go on read point two.
in order to receive the renewing capacity of the divine life and resurrection, we need to come to God, open ourselves up to Him, and let Him come up to us to be a new addition into us day by day.
Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. We know, as our brother shared, sometimes we do not choose to live in the resurrection life of God. We rather choose to live in our natural life and our preferences. But I was so thankful this morning, even when I was in the Lord's table, for the love of God, for His mercy and grace, that He will arrange certain situations in our lives. It could be in our human life, our marriage life, our jobs, and especially in our church life, so that He can open the shelves of our natural life and impart something of His resurrection life into us.
Amen.
This is altogether a matter of God's mercy and grace.
Amen.
When we realize this, our heart will be filled with this love. We cannot help but open to Him.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the first thing we need to do to receive this renewing of the resurrection life, we need to open ourselves to Him.
Amen.
By His mercy and grace, He will help us to do this. Once we're open, what else? We need to let Him come into us.
Amen.
Our brother shared that sometimes we go through certain things in human life, but maybe we have some openness, but we stop there. We did not open entirely to the Lord. The result of that, brothers and sisters, is bitterness, and this bitterness will hinder us from experiencing the resurrection life of Christ.
Amen.
In this situation, I was touched to see that we need the Lord's shining to expose any bitterness in our hearts. I'm a young person, but a lot of us, maybe you are beyond me in years. You have experienced certain things in human life that I have never experienced. But maybe at some point in our lives, the Lord will touch us. There is certain hardening of your heart that needs to be dealt with. There are certain obstacles within your heart that the Lord cannot get through, so that His resurrection life is hindered to that extent. Brothers and sisters, we need the Lord's shining to expose any trace of bitterness in our hearts, especially in our soul, our mind, our emotion, the untouched part of our emotion, and in particular our rebellious will. So that in His mercy and grace, we will experience Him as our resurrection life.
Amen.
All the whatever has happened to us will be brought into resurrection by our touching to our spirit, knowing Him as the reality of death and resurrection in our hearts. We don't have time, but this morning I was reminded of Exodus 15. There, God instruct Moses to put a tree into the bitter water. That tree is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. It's the who went through death and resurrection. Today, as this one, excuse me, my elders, I don't have time to go into the details, is the one that will become the resurrection life. It's the cross of Christ, excuse me, that in His death brings in resurrection to us.
Amen.
Oh Lord,
Amen.
May we experience Him.
Amen.
As this tree, as the cross. Did you know the cross of Christ heals us?
Amen.
All our bitterness can be healed, not by our effort or being happy, but through His death.
Amen.
All that feelings are dealt with and eliminated.
Amen.
Through the death in the all-inclusive spirit.
Amen.
Who is today the reality, the spirit of reality, working in us, through us.
Amen.
so that we may experience and be led into the resurrection life of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lastly, I just want to talk briefly another thing that we must be aware of as part of our natural life is our natural capacity and ability. This in particular deals with our service, as our brother shared, in the church life especially. There are opportunities for us to experience the crossing of our natural abilities and strength. But the goal eventually is that we can be renewed. Brothers and sisters, we can be renewed.
Amen.
Even though our other man is decaying, our inner man is being renewed.
Amen.
We can serve in newness.
Amen.
And this is the way that the Lord will gain the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
To help to grant us a corporate entrance.
Amen.
Into the experience of this resurrection life.
Amen. Amen.
El Señor nos está haciendo que disfrutemos la vida de resurrección ahora.
Truly, the Lord wants us to really enjoy this resurrection life now.
Voy a leer el día 4, la letra A.
I'm going to read day 4, letter A.
Dios me está orando por medio de la cruz a fin de acabar.
God is working through the cross to terminate us, to bring us to an end, so that we will no longer trust in ourselves, but in the God of resurrection.
Amen.
Yo siempre he sido muy ordenada y muy organizada.
I lived a life that was very organized and very tidy up.
Pero algo, ¿cómo se puede decir? Muy exagerada.
But I was very exaggerated.
Pero aleluya, porque el Señor está obrando a través de la cruz conmigo.
But hallelujah that the Lord is living the cross life with me.
Escuchando el mensaje del hermano Ricky.
But listening to the message of Brother Ricky.
Entendí que el Señor nos pasa por una oscuridad terrible.
I know that the Lord makes us go through a darkness that is very horrible.
Mi hijo se casó con una muchacha.
My son got married with a girl.
Un poquito desordenada.
That's a bit disorganized.
Yo los enseñé a ser ellos exageradamente organizados y ordenados.
And I tried to teach them to be more organized.
Siempre me gustó tener mi cuarto morado.
I always like to have my room purple.
Pero ahora tengo el cuarto un color bien feo.
But now I have my room in a color that's very ugly.
Yo decía, Señor, estás obrando en mí.
Oh, and I was saying,
no me siento, me siento deprimida.
Oh, I was saying,
no te
Jesus,
estoy disfrutando.
You're working inside of me and I'm not really enjoying this.
Entonces, hoy escuchando el mensaje que el Señor nos pasa por una oscuridad tremenda.
And listening to the message that the Lord makes us go through it.
Entendí
great.
Que en el desorden tengo que aprender a disfrutar al Señor.
That in the messiness I need to enjoy the Lord.
O recojo la casa porque mi nuera y mi hijo trabajan, o disfruto a Cristo.
Ordenar. Or should or either I clean up or organize the house, or I enjoy the Lord.
Aleluya, porque ahora entiendo lo que es la muerte y la resurrección.
Hallelujah, that I now understand what's death and the resurrection.
Tengo que disfrutar la resurrección ahora.
I have to enjoy the resurrection.
Sea en el desorden, en el color del cuarto, lo que sea, el Señor está ganando el hombre natural en mí.
Or the room color, the Lord is working in my natural man.
Amen, hermanos.
Amen.
I just want to share that I saw just a little bit more this week. I enjoy that. There's two distinctions here, the living God and the God of resurrection. And most Christians, including us, we really do enjoy the living God. And the living God does things. He does a lot of things for man. In the wilderness, he rained down the manna for them to eat. He gave them the living water. There were so many miracles, the palm trees, and so many things. Yet, not one of these things imparted life into them. Not a single one of them brought in an element of Christ into them.
Amen.
Right? And so that is the living God. And so many times when things happen to us, since all we've experienced is the living God, we question and we say, how does God allow this, and why this, and why that, and so many whys. But the point here is that, you know, when in the incarnation, God became a man, and he brought God into man. But the God of resurrection is that man now enters into God. And so to enter into God, we're entering into the very God that's completely different from us. And so the God of resurrection is when we enter into him, we see the God. We see his life. We enter into what God really is. And then we realize, well, if it's messy or not messy, if it's, we do live on the earth, and so we still need to, you know, do all the things that we need to do. So we still need to clean the house. But the point is that we still need to study. But we need to understand that none of those things really matter. The Lord will always give us the opposite of what we are. Okay? So if we're messy, you're going to give us somebody orderly and so forth. And then really, it's going to be like that. You know, so I really enjoy the fact that we're entering into God. And I never really saw that. I can't even explain it. We're entering into another realm.
Right.
And that is the God of resurrection.
Amen.
And it's a long journey.
Amen.
I also enjoyed the same distinction between the living God and the God of resurrection. And in day four, it's saying, there was a statement that said, God is not working to make his might known in external acts, but is working to impart himself. And then the whole reading on day four was talking about suffering and how the significance of suffering is that the devastation it brings to the old creation provides an opportunity for the God of resurrection to impart himself into his creatures so that they emerge from the death process with a divine element in their constitution. So I just really appreciated this. Actually, this week, my experience was I woke up, I had a good time with the Lord, and then the rest of the day was just a life full of failures and suffering, and I was just asking the Lord, like, Lord, you know, I thought I contacted you this morning, and I prayed that I would be experience you as the God of resurrection, but then I just kept failing. But I appreciated that we can take the blood, we can quickly turn, and then we have the realization that the God of resurrection is working to impart himself into us.
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day
Amen.
By day.
Amen.
And so by the end of that day, I had to praise the Lord because I realized he is the sovereign Lord arranging our environment, and realizing that the point of suffering is not for us to just suffer. The point of suffering is so that God would impart himself into us.
Amen.
Even I appreciated the verse in chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians that says, we were excessively burdened beyond our power so that we despaired even of living. Indeed, we ourselves have the response of death in ourselves, that we should not base our confidence on ourselves, but God who raises the dead.
Amen.
And so I appreciate it. We're brought into these experiences to expose us to realize I still think I can do it. But God is God. He wants us to not base our confidence on ourselves, but on Him, on God who raises the dead.
Amen.
So Second Corinthians 4:16, it fits our sister, the example, so her testimony very well. It says our outer man is decaying, or you can say is being consumed. Our outer man is being consumed. Yet, so our inner man, but our inner man is being renewed. So outwardly we're being consumed. Inwardly, we can be renewed.
Amen.
So we have a choice every day, all day long. We have a choice. Do we want to go with our natural ability, with our natural desire, our natural inclination, or the Lord sovereignly arranges to put someone or something with us or around us, so that there's a consuming. Like the sister shared, there's an unorganized element in her life now. So does she want to stay with a natural ability and just be consumed? Or be renewed? We have a choice every day. Can we stand with the Lord to be renewed? The renewing is the God of resurrection. He's the very element that we need added to our being. This is a metabolic process. So last week in District C, we saw that we can touch Him, and we can receive Him.
Amen.
And behold Him and know Him.
Amen.
This touching and receiving and knowing, beholding and knowing, this is a metabolic thing. This is a nourish. He becomes our nourishment, and He is assimilated into our being and becomes our very being. This is what's called renewing. Renewing is not something outside of us. Renewing is we touch the Lord, we receive Him. We're nourished with Him, and He is assimilated, digested, and assimilated into our being until He becomes the very renewing element in our being. This is our inner man being renewed day by day. So in our situations, I always want to be those touching the Lord and receiving Him as the renewing element, the God of resurrection.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, so the goal for God is that God would grow within man. Mm-hmm. He went through a process to bring divinity with humanity and to make us His very sons. However, man still needs to be broken down.
Right.
And hence why we need the matter of resurrection. However, resurrection comes after death. There needs to be the matter of death before we can have resurrection.
Right.
Otherwise, there is no need for resurrection.
That's right.
Saints, we need to be brought to this point where, bit by bit, whatever the Lord needs to break down within us, we would be brought through resurrection. And these are the goals of these sufferings. Our sufferings are not meant for us to be going through pain and suffering solely. Actually, God is merciful to us to give us a suffering that we are able to go through.
Right.
However, the goal of that suffering is that we would be broken down and that He would be able to grow.
Right.
And what I really enjoyed is that the matter of service, even our service, we may have the natural ability, we may be talented in that service. However, God's goal is not that we would simply perform a service. Rather, He would have us grow in that service.
Amen.
What I really enjoyed was actually this matter in 1 Corinthians 15, 9 and 10. For I am the least of the apostles, this is Paul speaking, who am not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace unto me did not turn out to be in vain. But on the contrary, I labor more abundantly than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which is with me. And this is the footnote for grace. grace mentioned three times in this verse is the resurrected Christ becoming the life-giving spirit to bring the process triune God in resurrection into us to be our life and life supply,
amen,
that we may live in resurrection.
Amen.
Thus, grace is the triune God becoming life and everything to us.
Amen.
So saints, in all our struggling, the goal is that we would take Christ as grace.
Amen.
God would be everything to
Amen.
Us. And even the small things, we would be those who would come to God as grace.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's one of my favorite phrases was in day two, and you know what it says is, if man does not realize his own inability, he can never fully experience God's ability.
Amen.
On first glance, that seems like a very negative statement, like, wow, I need to experience, I need to realize how terrible I am. But you need to focus on the second part. Without experiencing man's inability, we can't experience God's ability.
Amen.
And God's ability is quite powerful, especially in my experience. Like, I sometimes joke with myself, like, I feel like it's actually a blessing to be naturally very repulsive and very terrible in your natural disposition, because then you're forced to turn to the Lord. And that's definitely my experience.
Amen.
Like, for me, naturally, I'm very, very impatient. And that's definitely not good when serving the young people. There was one Thanksgiving meeting, and I remember the older ones were saying, Jerry, you're the oldest one, you need to lead them, you need to guide them into the enjoyment. That night, I ended up losing my temper severely, and it was not good at all, and a lot of the kids were like laughing at me, persecuting me. And that night, I was crying so bitterly, Lord, I'm such a failure, I can't possibly serve you, I'm so impatient, how can I serve the young people? Flash forward maybe 4 years, and I'm serving the seventh graders in the Summer School of the Truth. And if you all remember, I think, this was last summer. It was a really hot summer, and we were in cabin D. It was like that, it's like that big cabin where we have to sleep on the mattresses, and we have a bunch of very active young ones. And so I literally said to the Lord, Lord, I remember that terrible failure that I had. Lord, this time I'm not going to even try. I'm not going to try to be patient anymore, Lord. This time I'm just going to trust completely in you.
Amen.
I'm not going to try to be patient anymore. And the Lord was faithful to answer my prayer.
Amen.
I had the sensation that I was being carried. Like, I didn't even do anything. It's just like, somehow I was able to be patient around these young ones.
Amen.
And so from that point on, I realized, no more trying to be patient. Just trust in the Lord.
Amen.
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 My natural man actually wants to sit down and listen to some other things shared, but the resurrection life tell me I have to stand up. Yeah, actually, I really enjoyed day four too. Day four is that if there is some renewing going on with us, we remain the same day by day and year after year. It would be tragic if we would pass through many sufferings and still remain the same. Yeah, actually, it is very tragic. And we know God loves us, but why we always, have some environment, have some suffering, some situations? Yeah, because without this, we can't grow. The renewing can't happen. So God loves us, and He is a God with a wisdom. He knows what is the best for us. So He arranged the whole environment in the universe just for us to grow. Yeah, I really touched by this love. How to get this resurrection life? It's not like, okay, I can do it myself. I want to change because I know my natural person is not that perfect. So I want to change myself. It's not that easy. You can try. Yeah, it's really not easy to change. Yeah. And the only secret is just to spend the time with the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, try to spend as much time as possible with the Lord. Yeah, don't waste any time in valueless things, like see some valueless stuff, on the phone. Just use the phone, to either pray or look something, Lord want you to see. And by that way, you know, you can renew. You can live in this resurrection life. If you say you love somebody, but you don't want to spend time with him, I don't think it's a real love. Yeah, only if you want to spend time, you know, as much as possible with him, that you real love this person. So my prayer is just, Lord, please help me. Help me to love you. Even crazily love you. Oh, Lord, please do this in my life.
Yes, amen. The church is absolutely in resurrection. The head, the body, and the essence are all out of resurrection. So for us to live the reality in the reality of the body of Christ, we need to know and we need to experience and we need to gain the God of resurrection.
Amen.
But brother and sister already shared something. We all, you know, experience something like the living God by His mercy and the visitation. You know, we, sometimes we have in some situation in our work, in our health, in our family, the God really do something for us. How wonderful it is. We all, you know, experience God is a living God. But sometimes, you know, we all know when God do something for us outwardly, we remain the same for many years. Even brothers, you know, the message said, for decades, we may remain the same. So we need to pray to the Lord, how much change or how much transformation or how much renew I have been, for example, last year. So that's why when we grow in life, we will realize God normally don't answer some of our prayers by doing something for us. But instead, He arranged all things in our environment and led us, you know, to pass through some tunnel of death. So we need to, you know, for this purpose, He also has provision for us. By the cross, He tried to tear down our natural man.
Right.
Yeah, by the Spirit, He wanted to dispense, bring us, usher us into the reality. Amen. And also, you know, by the, our mingled spirit, we can touch Him, and we experience Him, and we can even take Him. But by the, all the environment, all the circumstances, He tried to wrought Himself into us.
Amen.
So we gain His, you know, we gain His nature and life. And we also renew in our spirit and in our spirit of mind.
Amen.
So in the Numbers, we see that when God, when Aaron's rod and blossom and even bear some fruit, He put God put some, you know, silence all the murmuring. So in our church life, when we are in resurrection, we will never be late in our meeting or habitually late in something. And for all of the murmuring, all the complaints will be stopped. May all us, you know, open to the Lord and experiencing and gain Him as the God of the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I really touched with the example that Lazarus was resurrected by the Lord.
Mm.
We're totally like Martha. You know, before when Lazarus sick, you know, when Lazarus not sick, I don't think about Lord, right? When he's sick, I would say, "Oh Lord, come and save him," right? And then after he's dead, and then Lord comes and said, "Lord, you know, you should come a little bit earlier. You know, things are really." Cannot be saved now, but just the Lord comes after Lazarus' death. Because what? Because our natural life, if not being dealt with death, then resurrection doesn't come. So we hold on our natural life. We don't want it to die. We just want to hold it, but we don't know that after we just get rid of it, we let it die, then resurrection will come. Then after this experience, I believe Martha would next time would say, right? If Lazarus is sick and, you know, whatever, you know, he you know, if he died, then there's a resurrection come. So a totally different experience for Martha. So for us, it's the same. We should not hold on our natural life. I would imagine, you know, if Lord came before Lazarus died, and he saved him, and let's, like a living God, do something for man, right? Then, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord, then everything is normal, right? Then we are not changed. So, but the Lord wants us to change through this resurrection experience. So we need to experience him as resurrection every day.
Amen.
I think resurrection is very important. It's, I would say, even crucial in our Christian life. And we cannot just have a knowledge of the resurrection. We need to have an experience of resurrection. I truly feel, even in our prayer, a lot of time we didn't put enough emphasis on the resurrection. I feel a lot of time we just want to seek miracles. We want to seek blessings. Miracles and blessings actually is something. It's like we seek for the external power, something beyond us. But if we look carefully at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, it said, according to the power operates in us, which means the power of resurrection is in us. We don't need to turn to anything else. We need to turn into our spirit. Okay, I think we can go to further understand how to experience resurrection. We need to read further deep in the Numbers chapter 17. It's about the story of the rod. Actually, this is a type. In God's eye, actually, we are all rod. Before we got saved, we're all just a rod. We are full of death. We have no use. But once we receive, we were saved, we become, we have this power in us. So we can become the body of God. We really need to have this vision in us. And then a lot of time I feel in our experience, the sufferings, the difficult situation is all like rock to us. I don't know if we can pick at, we can, in our hand we all have a rock, you know? Your sufferings, your situation is like a rock. But our issue is we try to make the rock body by ourselves. We try all our means. We have a rod, right? We try by all our means. Use our strength, you know, our natural strength. We just want to make that rod body.
Amen.
You want to solve the difficult situation by yourselves. You want to conquer your sufferings by yourself. But your fight, whatever you do is in vain. The things you need to bring the rod into the Holy of Holies, which means we need to bring our situation, all the difficult into the Spirit. Only in the Spirit you can experience the power of resurrection.
Amen.
And then the details. The rod need to stay there for one night. What this means? We need to have a fully rest. We need to have a fully trust in God. We cannot want the situation just solved instantly. We need to have a rest, which means we need to experience death. And then you see the rod is not just body, and it becomes flowery, and you have a fruit. Which means what God wants to accomplish is a lot of times beyond our expectations. I want us to go back to read the number 17 carefully, and then seek before God about
revelation.
It was brought out that to experience the God of resurrection is tied with this matter of renewing. And I was very touched with something very practical that was in this outline this week. How do we practically can we be renewed each and every day?
Mm-hmm.
And it says that we need to contact the Lord.
Amen.
Actually, this is something that we all know, have heard for many, many, many years. But how do we really contact the Lord? I was so helped. Actually, if you check with your experience, this is how we contact the Lord. The first step on contacting the Lord is that we need to confess our sins.
Amen.
And then we need to reject ourselves.
Amen.
Actually, brothers and sisters, if you're like me, sometimes when we think about contacting the Lord, we think, oh, I need to come to Him. I just need to enjoy Him and love Him. And to actually, we need to be unloaded. You know, the brother who gave this message, from time to time, he would bring out hymn 255. This is a hymn written by A.B. Simpson. It talks about breathing. Right? I think a lot of us, we know this hymn. You know, if you look at this hymn, and this is so new to me, and this is probably A.B. Simpson's experience. The point is we want to breathe in. We want to breathe in the Lord, the God of resurrection, the newness. But if you look at all these stanzas, before we could breathe in, what do we need to do? We need to breathe out our own life. We need to breathe out our sinful nature. We need to breathe out our sorrow. Is this not your experience? We're trying to spend time with the Lord, but there's something that happened, something in your life, and you're just full of sorrow. But actually, that sorrow feeling is preventing you from breathing in the Lord. Breathing in out sickness, our longings, our anxiety. That was Martha and Mary's experience. They were so longing that Lazarus would be healed. And they failed to realize that resurrection was right in front of them. So saints, as we contact the Lord, may we realize we first need to breathe ourselves out so that we can breathe Him in.
Amen.
Really quick, we're actually making a shift in our meeting time. Our prophesying meeting will end here. We just want to recap at least some of our feeling for this new year. Some of the practices that were brought up in the last corporate meeting in January, just so we're engaging in some of these life practices. Something that Brother Michael brought out in the concluding word in the January corporate meeting was, in one hand, we leave 2018 behind, but we also need to learn from our mistakes. And some of us here, we may still be considering before the Lord, what was in 2018 that I can learn from, so we're not repeating the same mistake year after year. And the fellowship that came out during that time was, we need the companionship.
Right.
We need the companionship. In particular, we need the three kinds of companionships. One that is older than us, one that is, the ones that are older than us, we need these kind of companionships for our protection, to be covered, to be protected, to be safeguarded. And then we also need another kind of companionship. These are the ones among our peers. These are our peers. And these ones are for our mutual encouragement. They are for our mutual strengthening, right? And they're for our mutual pursuit. And all of these practices in praying, in shepherding one another, in preaching the gospel, in bearing the young ones. And so these are the companions that are our peers. And then we also need companions that are younger than us, right? And that can instill a sense of responsibility to care for these ones and feeding them with resurrection life.
Amen.
And feeding them with the ripe almonds so that they are fed. This kind of gives us a feeling of responsibility. So we need these kind of three companions. Ones that are older than us, ones that are our peers in the same spiritual age, and also ones who are younger in the Lord than we are. There's a word from the ministry on the book, The Life and the Knowledge of the Life of God. You know, the matter of the companionship is altogether a matter in resurrection also.
Right.
We see even from the Old Testament with Caleb and Joshua. How did they enter into the good land? They entered into the good land as two, as companions. So they had such a spirit of faith as companions to enter into the good land. We also see that David and Jonathan in the Old Testament, they were the companions who stood for the Lord's interest, right? And they would support, uplift, and encourage one another. And also, of course, we know Daniel with his three friends. When he was taken into a worldly situation, they stood together. And they prayed in one accord so that they received the Lord's specific answer.
Amen.
And in the New Testament, it's an abundance. Paul went with
went with Silas. I mean, Paul went with Silas, Barnabas. He had Timothy. He had Luke, and also Peter and John always went together. So this is a principle, and we see. I just like to bring this out, and I'll end. And then Pungtun could follow, and there'll be some testimonies regarding companionships. It says spiritual companions are such a great benefit because of the principle of the body. Mm-hmm. It says here, the best way to have spiritual growth and to receive spiritual benefit is to find a few brothers and sisters to be our spiritual companions so that we can open to one another.
Amen.
We can seek one another, help one another, solve one another's problems in all spiritual things. On one hand, we should regularly seek the Lord on our own, but on the other hand, with a pure heart, if we would frequently have open fellowship with a few brothers and sisters concerning our weaknesses, concerning some of our problems, we see that actually our problems, our weaknesses will be swallowed up and they will be resolved.
Amen.
And just to end here and just to read this, it says here, Brother Lee says, I hope that the young saints will find 3 to 5 spiritual companions among their brothers and sisters to pursue the Lord together. It is good to come together often in order to fellowship, to pray, to read the Lord's word, and to learn the spiritual lessons together.
Amen.
Then our living will be according to the principle of the body. When we encounter difficulties or problems, we should bear one another and solve the problems together.
Amen.
The results and the benefits of such a living are unlimited. The breath, length, height, depth of Christ, His unlimited fullness, will be open to us and will flow unceasingly into us.
Amen.
Furthermore, we will grow speedily in a balanced and steady way.
Amen.
So we see, actually, my personal testimony, I'm standing here because I have companions. Well, for one, you know, I have Phoebe, so that's just, you know, not everyone obviously is married and has a companion like this. But we also, you know, I have other brother companions. And I can testify, I have some older ones who really care, who just cover me. And also, I have some younger ones that I have much feeling. You know, this is a glorious life that we can live in a balanced and steady way and grow speedily in the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm really echoing brother's fellowship. Yeah, so when I considering this fellowship, I actually a real story came to me about a number of years back that when I first entered into the church life. So I remember that was the one small group meetings, and we had a brother that he was meeting in denomination, and then the meeting was great, and at the end of the meeting he says, well, I think we just need to love the Lord. Even if I love the Lord, I can just read the Bible by myself, and you know, there's no need to come to the meeting whatsoever. I felt something was not right, but I don't know what, because I think I was just in the church life for a year or two. But praise the Lord throughout the years, and thanks to the ministry of the age, I see that yes, we can love the Lord. But how much is from our natural being? This week's morning revival, we're talking about the resurrection life. And yet we see in our natural strength that how big a failure that Peter experienced when he denied the Lord 3 times. And we know that within our natural strength that we all will, for sure we will all have our down moments that we're experiencing some difficulties in our life, or we are not enjoying the Lord anymore. That's when we need this spiritual companionship.
Right.
I, just like Brother David shared, I can personally also testify. I have many, many of my weak moments, either in my human life or in my spiritual life. And thank God I'm still here in the church life, not because I'm strong, because I have so many companionships.
Amen.
I have one who is above me, who is taking care of me, who is covering me when I don't know what I need to do. So yeah, and also through the Bible, we see many, many examples that this is God's ordained way to pursue Him in a companionship way.
Amen.
So we need to have companions, brothers and sisters. And to conclude the word, actually, in the morning, when I seeking before the Lord, this a verse came to me, which is Ephesians 4:15. Here it's talking about the building of the body. And the verse goes, out from whom all the body being joined together and being knit together.
Amen.
Through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation of the measure of each one part, cause the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Amen.
So apparently, God's desire for His church that we all need to arrive at this stage.
Amen.
That the body is being built together. But when I was pre-reading this verse, two words really jumped out. One is being joined together. Mm-hmm. And then another one is being knit together. Mm-hmm. So this is being joined together and being knit together is actually, we need to have companionship to build with one another. So in the end, I want to revisit the three levels of companionship again. The first one is that we need to have one above us.
Amen.
Who can cover us, who can help us, and we need to have another, we have new peers who is about the same age spiritually with us so we can pursue the Lord together.
Amen.
And then we need someone we are taking care of. So with these three levels of companionship, we will be built together and fastened in the church life so we are not sliding back or when we having weak moments, we always have someone we can open to, can fellowship to.
Amen.
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 And so here then, brothers and sisters, going to share some testimonies.
Okay, I'm here to as a witness for God's testimony.
Amen.
Okay, as a new believer, like previously, when I read the Bible or have some fellowships, I only found it something made me safe and satisfaction.
Mm.
But as my spirit grows, I feel desire for more food from God. You know, the word of God, to have more taste. And I found it's very hard for myself to long to like praise the Lord or to read the Bible. And thanks for the God. And he sent me like three companions, and we gather together on Thursday evening. We pray the Lord, we are reading all kinds of material and enjoy the God together.
Amen.
And Brother Printon is kind of the brother older than me, who covering me and helps me also. And it's very grateful for his help. And like Brother Brother Deng He, and Zhihao is kind of my peers. Brother Deng He baptized the same day as me, and it's kind of safe to talk to him.
So, regarding to spiritual companion, I have a lot to say. Back to the summer last year, I at that time I was not baptized. I want to share my own story regarding to spiritual companion. I went to the military. And the military, the way the military educated me is that you have to overcome all the difficulties by yourself, or you're going to die in the battlefield. So I exercise a lot in the military. I grow a lot. I truly believe that I can achieve anything if I want. If I keep exercising, I can do everything. I'm such a strong person. And interestingly, when I broke up with my girlfriend, I feel, oh, this is so tough for me. I cannot handle this situation. So, as that brother said, when when a natural being says his inability, he can experience the ability of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So at that time, back to last summer, I turned to Brother Chen Peng. I said I feel sorrow. I feel bad. Could you please help me? And he just picked up some verses, and we contact through WeChat. And I did not give him a lot reply. I just give back some emoji, because I have nothing to say. I don't know what is Bible, what is Jesus Christ. But gradually, I feel this kind of companionship. It saved me. I feel better. And after that, I went back to campus. I was baptized. After that, we have been pursuing the Bible for like half a year. Now I have different views towards my daily life, what I encounter. I think to have a spiritual companionship is, the benefit is like you can be aware that Jesus Christ is being with you, because I see clearly that Jesus Christ is living, is dwelling in Brother Peng Chen. So when I, as a natural being, I have a lot of suspicion on the existence of Jesus Christ. Is that true? Is that true that Jesus Christ can feed 5,000 people with five fish? Is that true? That's unbelievable. But when I see some like supernatural things happening on Brother Tempo, it makes me to gradually believe, but I still have a lot of suspicion, and Brother Tempen has been being as testimony to improve that Jesus Christ has been with us. So I think that the major benefits is to have a spiritual companionship is to, it can enhance our trust in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And constantly.
Amen.
It never stops.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Something I read in day 5, it says we need to enjoy the renewing capacity of the divine life in resurrection day by day. Now, the whole world, Christendom, celebrate resurrection, right? It would be good if you celebrate living in resurrection. Now, I want to read a verse from 2 Timothy. It says, to live in resurrection, we're going to pay a price. Look what Paul writes. He says, and indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Now, anybody could read this that doesn't really understand might say, wow, I don't want to live in resurrection. I don't want to live in godly, in the Lord, because I'll be persecuted. Well, this is what happened. You see, if we're really honest, and we're really genuine, and we really give our life, because God has destroyed the devil, has judged the devil already. So we need to execute this judgment. And the only one who can execute this judgment is Christ. It's Christ in us. So living in resurrection, we need to pay a price. What is this price? Now you're going to say, here it goes again. Yes, pride. Our pride that we love because we accomplish many things. We think we can do a lot of things because we're all educated. We all went to college, I think, here, right? So we need to deny ourselves. Yes, it's sad when I see a lot of pride. You know, I wish I could come here and see Christ everywhere. But I see so much pride too. I say to myself sometimes, I say, Lord, help me to hate my pride. Right? But this week I opened my eyes how to live in resurrection. Living in resurrection and living a godly life. Yeah, we're gonna be persecuted by Satan. Well, a young person asked me once, one of my students, where Satan is? And I said to him, Satan is inside of us. His nature is inside of us. His nature is what we want to defeat the Lord Jesus' nature inside of us. So we need to pray. We need to humble. We need to get up in the morning, say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me and forgive me. Thank you for giving me another day to be with you. Thank you for giving me another day to live. You know what is to live another day? I see kids and men in South America, the next day they're dead because they don't have food to eat. You know? And so that's what we had to do. Satan has been defeated already. He's been defeated. Christ has defeated Satan on the cross. That's why now he lives inside of us, his life. So we just need to pray and rely on him. Don't be afraid that we're going to be persecuted. We're going to be persecuted, you know. I'm persecuted every day at work. I went through the fire, and I'm so happy I went through the fire a lot because I was rebellious. I was disobedient. That's why I went through fire a lot. Trust me, I had a lot of experience about that. And I'm almost 60. And I think like brothers like Michael, like Tom, we went through a lot too. Okay, so I just have to tell you that we need to trust in the Lord. He is real. He is working. He is operating on the earth. He's in Venezuela breaking all that devil over there. All the things. Pray for everybody. A practical life of resurrection life is basically just pray for your neighbor. Pray for your classmate. Not only for your own culture, your own race. No. You should love all kind of people. All kind of people. Invite all kind of races. Invite all people. Be friends with all people. Not only gather together. I had my nephew tell me, oh, uncle, and he was in another locality. He said, they just gathered together. All the Chinese people, the young people just gathered together and they just do their thing. I said, no, just mingle with them. Yeah, but they're always like that. So we need to take all the things. Get rid of all this pride, all your French culture, race that you like. You say amen to the ones you like. You say amen, you don't say amen to the ones that you don't like. Our brother talked about that once. We need to praise the Lord. The resurrection life should be practical. If somebody needs help, help them out. It's not only that spiritual, it needs to be very practical in our life. Praise the Lord because we have seen the resurrection life is a living resurrection by Christ Jesus and ours, to be the reality of the body of Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, today I want to share some of the practice of spiritual companions. Praise the Lord. We are not living the church life by ourselves. We are not experiencing God by ourselves. But God gives us so many different companions. So the first thing I want to share is our morning revival companion in our home group meeting. Now every morning do the morning revival with another two sisters. Amen. So did you have a sister above me and another sister who is up here? So every day now, before we go to work, we read the verse and we read the messages. Then we go over the morning revival messages. By doing morning revival, we do experience God and we pray together. We refresh our mind and to give us the strength, you know, to experience the whole day. So by reading the morning revivals as with sisters, so before I do, I read by myself. But the feeling is different. I believe some brothers and sisters, you do have this experience. So we read the morning revivals, we experience with companions. So the God's words has refreshed in us, and we have more like new feelings to the words from the God. And the second thing I want to share is every morning the praying with my brother. So thank to the God, he gave me a good husband, but also has a good companion to me. So since we share the same car, so every morning I need to send him to the train station. So during the time to the station, it's not very long, just 10 minutes. but it's really a good time for us to pray together. So in the early morning, before we do everything, before we do something, then we pray together from the moment we get on in the car, before we go into the station. We thank God to give us the whole day. By calling His name, we start the whole day. And we experience the first light shining on earth from the God.
Amen.
So every day we give our thanks. Every day we are so grateful to Him.
Amen.
And another thing I want to share is the yearly Bible reading. So since we passed now, you know, I think this is the second month of this year. So we have so many different companions in our home meeting group, with friends, with families. So in the beginning of this year, we just pray to God, God, may we reach your word, we come forward to you. May your word refresh us together. No matter how many times we read this verse, just refresh our feeling to you. Just refresh your word inside of us. Just like brothers and sisters just have shared. So our outer man is decaying, but our inner man is refreshed day by day. So in the last, I just want to like use the Philippians 13 and 14. So, but one thing I do, forgetting the sins which are behind and stretching forward to the sins which are before, I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. So no matter what we have experienced or suffered, no matter in home life, in job, in health, no matter what. So all the sin has been passed. What we should do is we just come forward to love and give thanks to Him and just have a grateful heart and let the God's heart desire in us to be refreshed day by day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
In the church life, we need our companionship and also the resurrection.
Amen.
Without the resurrection, companionship may turn into the friendship. And remember that friendship is corrupted. Friendship is very much in natural realm.
Amen.
Companionship bring in the building up.
Amen.
So to save us, whenever we have the companion together, you have to start exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
The reality of the resurrection is in spirit.
Amen.
Today, if we are not in the spirit, we're not in the resurrection.
Amen.
And then everything we do is in our realm or even natural realm.
Amen.
Now, this morning, I would like to ask everyone, including myself, brother and sister, what is the resurrection? How resurrection produced? In this week at morning revival, it picked number 17 as a background. But brother and sister, you have to realize 17 is after 16. Really, the 16 is the background to produce 17, chapter number 17. And what is number 16? There you see the whole picture of rebellious, individually and corporately. The entire people of Israel are in rebellion. And the rebellion bring in the killing or the death upon them. It was after 16, number 16, 17, God came in to have this example of budding rod. Did you see the coalition between these two chapters? If you merely just know what happened, then you did not see how important is the resurrection. In order to have resurrection, there's a need, brother and sister, of passing through the death.
Amen.
Our God is God of resurrection.
Amen.
Means He will bring in us. He will bring us into this process of entering into the death.
Right.
Without the death, there will be no resurrection.
Right.
We can talk about resurrection. We can study about resurrection. We can even preach about the resurrection. But we're not in the resurrection. So for us to experience the resurrection, there's a need of experience death. Without death, no resurrection. Without death, God cannot add anything into us. You know, in the book of Job, he basically suffered for nothing. And so while he's suffering, he was asking God, I knew something was within you. You have something for me to passing through this suffering. He was stripping off by God, layer by layer, from the outward things. Even himself got stripping off. But he didn't know why this happened to him. Brother and sister, why the Lord put us through this situation? Why he put us through the suffering? Do you know? May the Lord open our eyes that we may not suffer in vain.
Right.
Don't suffer in vain, brother and sister. Daily, there's an opportunity for us to grasp the death in order to enter into the resurrection.
Amen.
Sorry for Joe. He finally realized at the end of chapter 42 of Job. But we knew what is God's heart.
Amen.
Brother and sister, what is the central point of the Bible?
Amen.
The central point for the Bible is God only do one thing.
Amen.
He desires just one thing, nothing else. Is to work himself into us.
Amen.
That's why he passed through the situation, passed through the process, and the resurrection is done. Now he has done everything. Now we have to pass through the process. And the only process we have to pass through is this. When you are single, the Lord will arrange whatever needed to you, for you to pass this test. When he realized there's no way for him to work on you, then he'll give you a spouse. Your spouse, my spouse, is the best helper of not you, it's the best helper of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
But we still fight, right? Those who marry, are you still fighting? Yeah, we're still fighting. Then, gradually, you know how to handle your spouse. Then the Lord say, okay, you still lots of part needs to be done. And he give you one child. One is not enough, second one coming. Third one is coming. Fourth one is coming. That's not without any purpose.
Right.
Let us have this heart to cooperate with the arranging of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In our daily living.
Amen.
And if we don't, if the job cannot be done in this age, God will use coming age. He is the God of resurrection.
Amen.
He will bring us into the reality of resurrection.
Amen.
Whether in this age or coming age. And you and I will have to make the choice. Be smart. Be wise.
Amen.
We have to pray, Lord, I want you to complete your work on me in this age.
Amen.
This is my heart's desire.
Amen.
I will live longer for this process.
Amen.
And may the Lord bless us this year.
Amen.
Yes.
If you don't have companion, you need to pray.
Amen.
And you do, you three brother, you have to be in resurrection.
Amen.
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 Praise
Amen.
You're the resurrection.
Amen.
We can gain you.
Amen.
Our companionship can be in resurrection.
Amen.
We can live in resurrection.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You are the reality of a resurrection.
Amen.
Lord, the reality of a spirit will bring us into the reality.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Without the environment.
Amen.
Oh, we just cannot be renewed.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord for the all opportunity.
Amen.
Oh, cause us to honor you.
Amen.
Oh, you are the resurrection.
Amen.
Oh, strengthen our experience.
Amen.
Oh, so we can experience it and know you and enjoy you in the reality.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You're the sovereign God.
Amen.
Thank you for arranging all the environment and situation around us.
Amen.
Lord, oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That you can bring us through death.
Amen.
Into resurrection.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord, make us that not fear death, Lord.
Amen.
Because, oh, you have already conquered death.
Right.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We just pray that this will be a reality.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we can all experience the reality of resurrection. Resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You have chosen us.
Amen.
You have even numbered us.
Amen.
And we are ready.
Amen.
Passing through the river of Jordan.
Amen.
Enter into the good land.
Amen. Yes.
Bring us all the way in.
Amen.
Through death and into resurrection.
Amen.
This is our corporate prayer this morning.
Amen.
Uplift our whole being.
Amen.
Into resurrection.
Amen.
Lord, do what we cannot do.
Amen.
Be what we are not.
Amen.
We need you, Lord.
Amen.
Come upon us.
Amen.
Be resurrection.
Amen. Amen.
Which operates in us.
Amen.
To give you our hope.
Amen.
This year to you.
Amen.
Sufficient grace.
Amen.
To pass
through death. Amen.
Enter into resurrection.
Amen.
For the good land.
Amen.
For the companionship.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Let's end our meeting right now, and we can help ourselves with lunch.
Amen.